Good morning, everyone. So let's pray. Heavenly Father God, we just want to thank you for this morning, Lord. We thank you, Father God, that we're able to come today. And Father, we just lay down our first fruits before you. We lay down the first fruit of our time, the first fruit of our strength, the first fruit of our mind, the first fruit of our soul, Lord God. And we just lay them before your altar, Lord God. And that we pray that you'll be happy with it and that it is an acceptable thing to you, Lord. And Father, I just also humble myself right now, Lord. And I ask that, that you help me share what you want me to share this morning. And that we have humble hearts to receive our portion this morning. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So today I want to share the story of Hagar. So I think it's a very familiar story to a lot of us. And so there are three central characters in the story of Hagar. It's Abraham, Sarah, and Hagar. And actually the background is quite long, so I really encourage you to go and read it. But here is a quick summary. So Abraham and Sarah were childless for a very long time, and now they're at an old age. But God had promised Abraham that he will have a son, and it has been at least 10 years since God has promised him. And yet there's still no son. So they decided to take things into their own hands, and Sarah decided to give Hagar, who is her Egyptian slave, to Abraham so that he may have a son. So instead of listening to God, he decided to go ahead with it and slept with Hagar, and Hagar conceived. But Hagar became prideful after she fell pregnant, and she's very mean to Sarah. And so Sarah got really angry with her and dealt with her harshly. Hagar fled from her and went into the wilderness. The Lord found Hagar by a spring of water in the wilderness, and he instructed her to go back and submit to Sarah. He also promised that he will multiply her offspring and that he should call her son Ishmael, which means that the Lord hears, because the Lord has listened to your affliction. And this is how Hagar responded to what the Lord says. So may we open our Bibles to Genesis chapter 16, verse 13. There, okay. Then she called the name of the Lord who spoke to her. You are a God who sees. For she said, have I even remained alive here after seeing him? And the ESV reads like this. Truly here I have seen him who looks after me. So the reason why I wanted to share this story is because it's kind of connected to my reflections on the fast that we just did. I would say that this fast has been really hard and challenging for me personally, not only because it's the first time that I'm doing a food fast since the last 4 to 5 years due to pregnancy and breastfeeding, but I find that needing to take care of the kids on top of being physically weak during the fast has been really, really hard. So compared to my very first fast at SP, this time round, I felt like I didn't really have the luxury to just drop everything down to pray whenever I felt really hungry or felt really weak. I just had to keep going and finishing my duties during the day before I can go to the Lord. And I just couldn't press like pause on the kids, right? So the only time that I would actually have to come to the Lord is at the very end of the day after the kids are down. And if I don't manage to do that, I felt like I've just fasted the whole day for nothing, because fasting without prayer is actually purposeless, right? And on top of that, I was also very, very hangry. Usually, I remember the first time I did it, I think my body accustomed to the fasting like around about 6 days, and then I was fine. I was functioning normally. But this time, like, I just found myself being really, emotional because there's no food in my stomach and very short-tempered and just not, like, a nice person overall. However, when I did manage to come to the Lord, God would honor that, and that the Holy Spirit would come and I would receive from him, and that, you know, I would hear from him. So God is, like, so faithful and merciful in that sense. One of the highlights of this fast was actually this past Sunday. It's during ministry time. So I just came to the front to pray, and P. Ricky came and gave me a word, which really confirmed this message that I was receiving from the Lord. In particular, P. Ricky encouraged me and said that God will take care of you and your family. He will take care of your children, and they will flourish. At that point, I just started bawling. I was just so touched by that because I felt like God has seen and heard and remembered me. I think, I'm not sure about you guys, but like there are sometimes in my prayer times that I just feel like I'm the only one talking and that I'm not even sure if God's listening. I don't know when he's going to answer it. I don't even know if the prayers are acceptable to him because I'm not sure if I'm praying the right things or whatnot. And this is especially difficult during the fast because if you're like physically not eating anything, but spiritually you don't feel like you're receiving anything, it's even more frustrating. But on Sunday, I really felt that God had taken notice of me. And so from this experience, I was really reminded of Hagar, that, you know, similarly in my fasting wilderness, when I'm physically weak and tired, you know, the Lord has found me, just like how he had found Hagar beside the spring of water. Actually, like, Hagar was by no means righteous. In fact, if you think about it, the reason why she's even in the wilderness is because she was mean to Sarah. She became prideful because she felt pregnant, and she thought that, you know, she could be, like, at a higher status than her mistress. But God still took notice of her. Similarly, I found that I didn't really conduct myself in the most righteous manner at all times during the fast as well. In fact, like, I broke the rules a few times, had solid food here and there, you know, like, lost my temper at people around me and at the Lord, in fact. But although I've repented for these things, but still, I just didn't feel like I deserve to hear from God because of, you know, these sins that I committed. That, you know, God still came to me whenever, like, he came and spoke to me most of the time when I managed to carve out that time to just be with him. And he reassured me that he's a God who sees and that he will look after me. So one of the things that he asked me to do during the fast is, and continue to do so after the fast, is to, like, totally empty myself and surrender myself to him. So at first I thought, oh, okay, like, you know, PSAM always preaches that, like, if we don't humble ourselves, then God will humble us. So I think it's a pretty standard, you know, Christian practice to humble yourself. So I thought, okay, I'll try and do it as an act of obedience. But then after P. Ricky's message to me this past Sunday, I realized that, like, actually the reason why I can empty myself and surrender to him is because he will take care of me. Like, whatever he asked me to pour out at the altar, he would actually fill it back in 10 times fold with something that's, you know, even more great. And so, he didn't just promise to take care of me, but he promised to take care of my family and my children. So that was, like, a huge revelation, because then this act of obedience is not just kind of like blind obedience, but it came from a place of trust. And I think that was pretty profound for me personally, that, you know, I just don't do things just because. Sometimes God asks you to do things without giving you a reason, but I think our reason could always be because we trust in him. So I know that he would do this for me, as in he would take care of me and my family, because I can see it in the scriptures. And he did it for Hagar, and he did it for plenty of other people when they cried out to him, for David, you know, for Hannah, with Samuel, and, you know, for so many other characters in the Bible. And he does it over and over again. And it's sometimes these people aren't even at the best place with God. Like, they're just broken. They're just, you know, when David cheated, and, you know, killed his mistress' husband, like, even then, like, God, in his brokenness, God still spoke to him. So, and he didn't even just take care of Hagar. Like, he said he would even take care of her son Ishmael, and that Ishmael would flourish. Actually, what really kind of struck me about this as well is that Ishmael is actually an act of disobedience from Sarah. But then the Lord still sees them and has compassion on them. So you see, we are completely at the mercy of God. And that from this, one of my takeaways from the whole fasting experience this year is that there's actually nothing that we do that is ever good enough to earn God's grace. And that all we can do is to really humble ourselves before Him and come as we are. So then He will see us and He will notice us and He will remember us. So, so at this point, can I invite Cindy to lead us in a worship song? Perhaps you've been contending for something for like a really long time and you don't feel like the Lord has heard you, or you feel like, you know, like you don't even know when it's going to come through, or He promised you something, but you know, there's just no, like the promise isn't really in sight. Or perhaps during the fast, you didn't conduct yourself in the most righteous manner, or that you didn't feel like you've given God, like, you know, everything that you've got during the fast. So may I encourage you to perhaps like repent for those weaker moments, but also to hold on God's promise to Hagar. And I think it equally applies to us here in verse 13, that He's a God who sees, that He's a God who takes care of us no matter in what state we're in. And if the enemy comes and tries to plant lies into your head saying like, oh, look, you know, you ate food today because, you know, you were unfaithful, or like, you know, like Satan tries to accuse you, you know, tries to separate you from the love of God and His forgiveness, then rebut them. Rebut them with verse 13 that, you know, the Lord sees my affliction. The Lord will hear my prayers. The Lord sees me and He will remember me. And I think that it's not that God overlooks our sins, like He doesn't think that, you know, it's serious or whatnot. But the reason why God sees us and that He will take care of us and that, you know, He's so graceful and so merciful to us is because Jesus has already accounted for those sins on the cross. So we shouldn't take this grace and mercy lightly either. You know, like the reason why we have direct access to God is because of the cross, but yet He's also victorious over Satan. So whatever the enemy tries to plant in your head about that you're not worthy of God's love, that you're not worthy of Him taking care of you, they're all lies. So hold on to verse 13. All we have to do is to humble ourselves before God and cry out to Him. As it also says in Psalm 22, verse 5, to you they cried and were rescued. In you they trusted and were not put to shame. So whenever we put our trust in the Lord, He will not put us to shame. It will not come back void. He will always fill our bowls. He will always fill our love tanks. So let's just go before the Lord now. So let's go to our community prayer. So let's lift up our church members and their family and friends who are battling with cancer right now. Really lift up that God's healing power would come to them, and that God will just, that they will walk closely with God and really be reassured by God that He's there with them. Let's lift up those who needs healing, but more importantly, also really need the word of salvation. Pray that the angels will come and minister to them, that the Lord will have mercy on them. Right now, they don't realize that they really need Christ. So pray for the Lord's mercy to be upon them. Let's lift up those who have infirmities. Pray that, again, God's healing hand will be upon them for them to experience healing through the Lord or through their doctors. Let's lift up those who are looking for work, for God to really open doors for them, to line up opportunities for them, for the Lord to really give them these opportunities that matches their passion and where they could really honor God in their workplace. So let's lift up our friends. Go to our mission focus. Let's pray for SP, SG, and PSAM Kim, SPIN, and P Salamat, and New York, SP New York. Let's lift up Noah's Ark, P. Mary and Yiling, SP Youth, P. Nate, and SPU, Pastor Andrew, so that, give them wisdom to lead these ministries for the kids and the youth and the youngsters to really receive God in their meetings and their class times. Let's lift up our prayer and healing ministries. IP and Matt as their leader, the well with P. Ricky and the river with Rachel. Lift up our outreach teams tonight, SP Lights and Homies, that that they will really continue to have the heart and not grow weary to reach out to the lost, for the people whom they will be in touch with, for them to have hearts that are like soft soil that will receive the seed. Let's look at our house churches who are meeting tonight, East Bay, Olympic, and Robin Hood. Pray that the Holy Spirit will be present, heavily present in their house church meetings tonight, for the house church to, you know, come together in unity, and just lift up the house church leaders who will be leading the group as well. Let's lift up Sylvia and Matthew Friedman for Matt's future movie to be made and to glorify God, for Sylvia's film and music videos to be used by God, and protection as they go over to the U.S. and Vancouver for 5 weeks. Let's lift them up. Pray for Tony Chu, for his spiritual life and the presence, leading of God. Pray for his church mates, and that they will all be taken care of by God. Pray for his plan to be guided and blessed by God. Pray for Caitlin to be restored and healed, for family to be filled with joy and peace, and to have a clear direction for her career. Heavenly Father, God, Lord, just want to thank you for this morning, Lord. Thank you that we're able to come to you. As we go off into our own personal prayer time, we ask that, that you will come and speak with us, give us our portion for today, that we won't stop seeking you even after the fast, Lord. So, Lord, bless us, speak to us, and we want to hear from you. Thank you, Lord God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.